Today's message is 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. It is time down for the Water Cooler Conversations. And let's just say, Jill, that you're out walking your dog. You got Duchess and you're going for a walk.
Okay.
You'd have to be living in Florida for this to happen.
Oh, so, of course.
So that. So, but it means it'd be nice and warm.
They never disappoint us.
Nope. You're out there taking Duchess for a walk.
Oh, gosh. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah. Well, a guy walks up to you like an old guy, like 71-year-old guy, comes up and pulls out a water gun.
Oh.
And shoots you in the face with it.
I'd probably kick him.
Yeah, you should.
Where it hurts.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Duchess would be too happy about it either.
I don't know.
She's not a real protective dog. You know, Duchess loves everybody. She's like, oh, hey,
drinking the water. Little. This is the greatest day ever.
Yeah. Well, if she was drinking the water, it'd actually be urine.
Oh, Lordy.
His urine.
Ew, that's so disturbing.
Yes, it is. And so I hear this story and reading it, and I thought, oh, man, he is so mad at her because, you know, her dog's been pooping on his yard or something.
Right.
Because that's what you think. But apparently, no, that wasn't it. I mean, at least then it would have been like, oh, okay, I can see where somebody that's crazy might do that. he just went up to this unidentified woman, walking her dog, pulled out a water gun that contained his own urine.
That's so, so, so gross.
Yeah. And then he squirted the woman several times. And later told police he'd do it again, given the chance.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, do you not like the way she looks or something? What is it?
What made you pick her?
And he says, I lost my effing temper and shot her in the face with my squirt gun filled with my pee.
Well, you filled it with your pee.
Yeah.
So let's start there.
Right. Yeah. So that's not losing your temper. Okay. That's not losing your temper.
Because that takes some effort.
All right. Particularly with me, it takes a lot of effort. And it takes some time, and I would fill up way too many water guns. However, he said that he did not target the victim due to any neighborhood dispute, because that's what you would think. And he called it an egregious thing to do. The policeman did.
Yeah, I'd say.
And instead, here's what he did. He spun this wild tale about being under government surveillance since his 2011 firing from a state job in New York.
Oh.
And he claimed that the woman he soaked with urine was a paid snitch, somehow keeping tabs on him.
But he doesn't know her? He's just losing his marbles.
I think the thing is, he's like, I don't know who she is, but I know what she does.
She was snitching on me.
She's the snitch. I know that much.
She's the one inside my Alexa.
And that's the one I would do again.
That's so sad and gross. And
yes, it is. So apparently,
I would not be happy. I'm not going to lie.
No. No, I wouldn't be happy either.
That guy would not stand a chance.
Oh, you're talking about the guy. I thought. Like, I would not be happy if the government was surveilling me, had this woman.
They already are if you talk to any of those Google things.
I tried to solve it myself, and you guys come and arrest me.
Roll up in here.
Yeah, she's still out there. I would do it again. So no word on whether they did an investigation into her. Because, I mean, I think at that point, she's an unidentified woman. How do we know?
She might be a spy.
Yeah, exactly. He was relocated to Florida for a reason.
Oh, I
guess he was fired for it. Gee, imagine that.
Wonder
if he was squirting women in the face up there, because that'll get you fired.
Usually will.
Even from a government job. So, all right, there you go. Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits. It's 102.7.